This is GQDN for October 31st, 2023. Happy Halloween, people! In today's news, we have some frightening games for you on sale. Atari could bring some games back from the dead. Some Destiny people, Bungie people lost their jobs. But today, we start with some Xbox Game Passes for Halloween, which in the Game Pass, you could have The Evil Within 2 and Dead Space Remake, along with some other games. But according to PC Games N, Buffy the Vampire Slayer could be a part of Diablo 4, because Buffy was a part of the advertisement. She advertised at the event, and now Blizzard is using the Season of Blood to have vampires, hunters, to be with it, along with, well, so long as they're companions. So, the contest runs from October 30th to November the 2nd, and there will only be 3 winners to receive some big prizes. A letter signed by Sarah Michelle Gellar herself. A code for $500 of American dollars on the Battle.net balance. And a box of Vampire Hunter props that has the estimated value of $815.45. So if you want to enter, you need to post a video on social media on how you are demonstrating why you would make a good Diablo Vampire Hunter. It must be at least 10 seconds long, and post it on X or Instagram or TikTok with the hashtag Diablo Hunters. And Sarah Michelle Gellar will be providing the input when the winners are chosen. So make sure your DMs are open on social media.
Okay, I'm done with that voice. By the way, we're brought to you by Audible. Go get your free credit, audibletrial.com/groupquest. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Get your drinks, get your stuff, and in the checkout line, use the word quest to get 25% off. And by stackup.org. Oh, my voice couldn't hold out, I'm sorry. But this is not laughable, because the Destiny 2 developers have been laid off. And what happens because they're laid off means that Destiny 2, the expansion Final Shape, is now in delay. So the Bungie CEO Pete Parsons did put up a statement on X, and he said, quote, "Today is a sad day at Bungie as we say goodbye to colleagues who have all made a significant impact on our studio. What these exceptional individuals have contributed to our games and Bungie culture has been enormous and will continue to be a part of Bungie long into the future." Now, there were some of these comments, which most of them did say that Parsons was, quote, tone deaf, unquote. But that does put the halt on the Final Shape. So there is no number as to how many people are being laid off, but there are some people being laid off. Now, according to Esports Insider, the International did have a viewership drop. Now, the International did conclude this last weekend, but the viewership did drop a little bit by about 300,000 viewers from last year to this year. So the event still peaked around 1.44 million viewers and had an average of 541,000 viewers for the days. And it made it the fourth most watched edition in the tournament. So there was a little bit of a dip there, but not too bad of one. Now somebody's dipping into the money pool. Eurogamer did say that Staffordshire University is now spending some money into the esports arena and making a studio as well. So this is basically celebrating the first institution in the UK, and the university will now offer an esports degree program. In fact, the director for esports, Dr. Yingying Law, did say that the industry, quote, continues to evolve at a rapid pace, and it is important that we reflect this in our updated course curriculum. So this new building will help the students to study, quote, theoretical and practical approaches to production, media events, communities, and management. So opportunities do abound. Now, Atari could be bringing some games back because they are getting ready to acquire Digital Eclipse. So what could this mean? Now, the deal is expected to close within the next few days. And Atari is paying about $20 million for the American studio, which is known for the remasters classic titles like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the Cowabunga Collection, and the Disney Classic Games Collection. Now, Atari's most recent acquisition, Night Dive Studios, did make System Shock Remake. And what VG247 is thinking is that Digital Eclipse could make this a retro gaming powerhouse. Now, here's what Wade Rosen, the Atari CEO, did say about the deal. Quote, Digital Eclipse is the best in the world at what they do. They have a deep love and respect for the industry of the games industry and have renowned for developing critically acclaimed projects based on heroic franchises. So we shall see what happens right there. Now, Eurogamer also did say that the finals, that's a game, was criticized by actors and designers for the use of AI. Now, they're talking about Embark Studios, because this is a team shooter called The Finals, and yes, they have been criticized for using AI for its commentator voiceovers. Now, the audio designers Carl Strandberg and Andreas Ahlstrom were talking about this. So here's what Ahlstrom did said. So here's the kicker. What did the voiceovers? We use AI with a few exceptions. So all consistent voices, like the Barks, both of our commentators are AI text-to-speech for all the things we call vocalizations, like player breathing, vaulting, jumping. That's something we use in the studio to record, like just grunting. We can't really get AI to perform these kinds of tasks yet. The reason we go this route is that AI text-to-speech is finally extremely powerful. It gets us far enough in terms to qualify and allows us to be extremely reactive to new ideas and keep things reality or really, really fresh. For instance, if game designer comes up with a new idea for game mode, we can have voiceover representing in that matter of hours instead of months. We don't have to temp recordings that need replacing. Now, they did have an update where Embark Studios did give some more detail, and that's with a shared statement with Eurogamer. Quote, we use a combination of recorded voice audio and audio generated via TTS tools in our games, depending on the context. Sometimes recording real scenes where actors get together, allowing character, chemistry, and conflict to shape the outcome, is something that adds depth to our game worlds and technology can't emulate. Other times, especially when it relates to contextual in-game action calls out, TTS allows us to have tailored VO, voiceover, where we otherwise wouldn't, e.g., due to speed of implementation. The instance we use in the TTS in the finals, is always based on real voices in the open beta. It is based on a mix of professional voice actors and temp voices from Embark employees. Making games without actors isn't an end goal for Embark, and TTS technology has introduced new ways for us to work together. Now, let's get to some games, because according to Kotaku, the new PlayStation 5 Slim may have some Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3 for free. Well, that's when you buy the console. So, if you buy it with the disk drive, it can be bundled with no extra cost of Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3. And that's according to an advertisement that was shared by Call of Duty News, site called Charlie Intel. And the free game comes just a month after Call of Duty becomes official as a part of Xbox. So, the PlayStation 5 with the Blu-ray player is around $500. The all-digital version that can come with the detachable disc drive that will come later will be around $450. So, will it be coming? Well, Charlie Intel did say on X, per new Call of Duty ads, the PlayStation 5 Slim Disc Edition Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3 console bundle will be $499. This is basically a new PlayStation 5 Slim with Modern Warfare 3 for free, since the PS5 Slim is $499 on its own, available November 10th. But as my evil side did say too, there are 10 games to grab before the Steam Halloween sale does end. So what could they be? Well, you're looking about 90% off of some of those games. And they are Inside, Black Mesa, Amnesia, The Dark Descent, Back for Blood, Pathologic, Darkwood, Duskers, Rusty Lake Hotel, Amnesia, The Bunker, and Signals. Now, on November 21st, Steam will have the autumn sale. You might want to hold on to those pocketbooks. Oh, and the winter sale begins on December 21st, right before Christmas. Oh boy, here we go. Guys, it is trick-or-treat night. So just a little bit of a PSA. Kids, only accept candy that are prepackaged, okay? Adults, keep an eye on the kids. Make sure that none of those packs have been opened before they grab them, before the kids grab them. Just saying, we're just looking out for you. Because we at Don Forge love all of you. This has been a Don Forge production, 2023. All rights are reserved. Go play some games, people, and be safe out there. It is trick or treat night. Thank you.